The Mara of the Lord of Death refers to ordinary death or uncontrolled death, which can happen at any time, which deprives us from the opportunity to complete our spiritual path. Yes, and Geshe-la says, unless we have thoroughly, I mean strongly, purified our negative actions and gained control, firm control over our body, speech, and mind, we cannot be confident that after death we will not fall into lower realms. Why? Because our habits, our bad habits, or our negative tendencies are so much stronger than our virtue, unless we train sincerely and purely in spiritual practice. So we need this fear, this vivid fear from taking lower rebirth. And we should always remember when, for example, we suffer or experience any hindrances, then you just have to ask yourself, why is this? This is simply because I have not yet trained purely in Buddha Dharma. Why not? Because I have not entered really Buddhism. Why not? Because I'm not taking sincerely refuge in the three jewels. Why not? Because I don't fear lower realms. I'm quite relaxed. We live in the jaw of death, of the Lord of Death, but we can't be bothered. It's very interesting. Well, interesting, sad, and it's a very, very clear indication of our deep, deep, deep ignorance, and even not knowing that we are ignorant. Okay, so how do we overcome the Lord of Death? This means we have to take long life nectar, which means actually we need a deathless body, and long life in reality refers to illusory body, or to an enlightened mind, we can say simply. Opposite of uncontrolled death is controlled death, which is not real death, because we identify with a deathless body. Good, and then Devaputra Mara. They are actual beings, such as Black Ishvara, who interfere with our spiritual progress to liberation and enlightenment. So Black Ishvara just appears in many, many interesting forms, external things that are distracting us from our spiritual path. It's not like he comes up like the demons in the play of Buddha. No, it can appear as very attractive, can appear as very favorable conditions, but in reality, it's just completely worldly, and exactly what Black Ishvara doesn't want, that living beings attain liberation and enlightenment. He will keep control over them and offers them many, many things, many things. So we can read at the beginning of New Guide to Dakini Land, Geshe-la gives a brief introduction to Ishvara, meaning of Ishvara. So how do we come? Obstructing demons, or maybe sometimes we call them also spirits, is with our love. This is most powerful mind, and like Venerable Geshe-la says, is the real atomic bomb which destroys our self-cherishing. And therefore, Devaputra Mara can be destroyed by love. So Geshe-la is saying here that when Buddha, or we can also see it in the video, in the play of Buddha Shakyamuni, life story of Buddha Shakyamuni, that when he got attacked by the Devaputra Maras, yeah, so there interference, he transformed their weapons into flowers, and he conquered them simply by generating deep love and compassion for them. It's beautiful in the play, and he just like pacifies them, and they all lose their power immediately. So this practice, method to overcome hindrances and obstacles by reciting the Essence of Wisdom Sutra, we can engage in this practice on our own behalf and also for the sake of others. Of course, it's always so much more powerful if we engage in this practice on behalf of each and every living being, because every sentient being is experiencing these four types of hindrances, inner and outer obstructing demons. And to the extent to which we are successful in overcoming obstacles through this practice, what does it depend on? What do you think? On the strength of our club? Don't think so. Completely on our strength of faith. Faith in what? Faith in emptiness. Faith in karma. Faith in our spiritual guide. That's a dependent relationship which we need to contemplate deeply, and which Venerable Geshe-la is explaining very beautifully. Dependent relationship in a mirror of Dharma with additions.